The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So I've posted a few times, I'll do it again, the refuges and precepts for people in the room. We're on page 35, and we'll be doing the refuges and precepts as our opening chant through our course this summer. But tonight when we will chant the Namo Tassa, where we acknowledge our teacher, the Buddha, then we'll just do the refuges in Pali. The precepts we'll do Pali and English. But after each of the five precepts, we'll just pause. If you want, you can read Thich Nhat Hanh's comment and just contemplate it for a few moments. Or if you prefer, just take that, whatever it will be, 30 seconds or so, after each of the the precepts. Just to visualize how your heart relates to those words, undertaking the training to refrain from harming living beings, for example. And if the heart feels moved to sort of highlight a particular place in your life where you want to set down some restraint, I really don't want to do that again. Or some positive aspiration of taking care of life, your life, other people's lives, other creatures' lives. But just let your heart respond to this precept for, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, see what arises, and then we'll go to the next. So let's do that to begin. Beginning with the Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Duttiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Duttiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Duttiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. And now the precepts. Anatipata Where Amini Sikapadam Samariyami. I undertake the training to refrain from harming living beings. So just contemplating for a minute or so. This contemplation, remember, it's a creative act. It's like finding our value around non-harming, each of these five trainings. So let's do the second. Adinadana where amani sikapadam samadhyami. I undertake the training to refrain from taking that which is not given. Kame su mitchachara ve amnani sika padang samadhyami. I undertake the training to refrain from causing harm through sexual misconduct. Musavada ve amnani sika padang samadhyami. I undertake the training to refrain from false and harmful speech. Pamaratana where amnani sika padang samadhyami. I undertake the training to refrain from the misuse of intoxicants. Idam me silam maga phalanyana sa pachayo hotu. May my conduct lead to attainment of the deepest fruits of liberation. So we'll settle in for meditation time. Discussion tonight, we'll focus on the second precept, to refrain from taking what hasn't been given or from stealing. And so what might be a good use of our time during our sitting period is to turn the attention to the quality of contentment. Of course, we often think that the presence of discontentment or the presence of contentment is dependent on our outer circumstances. And just generally, we presume that our mood, the attitude in the mind, is arising because things are the way that they are for us. And so therefore my mood, my attitude, the discontentment that I feel is fixed in a way, can't be otherwise. But it might be useful to have a more open mind, to imagine that things are much more fluid, and that the particular attitude or mood, the particular qualities of the mind, have more to do with this intention to develop and cultivate wholesome qualities, to keep them in mind, even if the outer circumstances aren't perfectly conducive. So with that in mind, even if the outer conditions aren't conducive for contentment, maybe now sitting here, feeling the body, maybe it's possible to relate to the present moment, pay attention to the present moment in a way that develops, strengthens the quality of contentment. What, when I bring it to mind, keep it in mind, is the cause for contentment to arise and strengthen? Certainly we could develop and strengthen discontentment by bringing our attention to particular aspects of our life, all the things we really want and think we should have, and then pretty soon I'd be really discontent. So as a meditative exercise, a contemplation, just experiment. What can I bring to mind? What thoughts and mental images can I generate that are the cause for contentment? That fewness of wants, that non-dependence on what I don't have. There's probably more than a couple avenues, but I'll just give two avenues you might take. One is to cultivate that beautiful quality of mental seclusion, samadhi, and to sense the fullness, the pleasant fullness, wholeness, and that inner good feeling. It's like an inner wealth or an inner treasure can be the cause for discontentment to fall away. And a quality of contentment with the good feeling of samadhi. In the mind, the heart will have some immunity from taking what isn't freely offered. And the other avenue you might take is just to do a gratitude reflection, to on purpose bring to mind people, objects, situations in your life that you're grateful for, to generate that sense of abundance. There's an abundance of goodness, of good fortune in my life, and to strategically not bring to mind places where we have envy or places where we have strong desire for things to be different or better. So take one of those avenues or your own way, and let's just see if in 20 minutes or so, we can establish in the heart a strong sense of contentedness. And remember, when you feel like a hungry ghost, needy, wanting, for whatever reason, just acknowledge that state of mind, those qualities. In the same way, when you feel some actual contentment, that inner sense of abundance and goodness, and just acknowledge that experience feels like this. Maybe one way or another, this heart can manifest this beautiful wellspring of goodness, of generosity, of ease, more than enough to go around, happily offering out in all directions. This goodness, not holding back at all. A fountain of goodness, a radiant, generous abundance of goodness. Is this heart capable of so much goodness? And are we willing to find out? How might I undertake that investigation? You do feel that inner abundance of goodness. Notice its circular nature, that sense of being fed and healed and taken care of, and that sense of giving away and loving out in all directions, wishing well, sharing the goodness all around, not hoarding in any way. Like the generosity of a beautiful smile doesn't hold back, freely available. May this goodness continue. May this goodness increase. May this goodness of heart never end. And learning how to abide or trust this inner abundance of goodness. And learning to sense and appreciate the contentedness and the immunity it gives us from those hungry ghost feelings of not having enough, not being good enough, or whatever flavor it might have. All this goodness, all this love, may it continue, may it increase, may it never end. And we're just appreciating the goodness of those wishes. And of course, we'll notice the gravitational pull back to our limited ideas about ourselves. But we don't need to feed that pattern. We can continue to bring the attention to this capacity to appreciate, this capacity to be grateful, this capacity to feel good and to wish goodness in all directions. This wellspring of goodness that can be rediscovered and kept in mind. This goodness continue. May it increase. And may it never end. This is a goodness that isn't afraid of the world being the way it is, or our personality being the way it is. This is that goodness that isn't afraid of the world being the way it is. So again, may this goodness continue moving. May this goodness increase. may never end. So important in our lives and in our formal meditation practice that we find our way into this real experience of abundance. It's not contrived. And so maybe even tonight, just appreciating this good feeling is real. And it gives our heart a lot of immunity to envy and jealousy and being sneaky and being manipulative to get what we want. Because now, to whatever degree, there really is this sense of abundance and fullness, contentment. Really, actually not needing things to be different. Even though we still have clarity, we still understand the way the world is and the way our life is. Take a few moments, stretch out in a way that you need to relieve any tension.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.